There was only one way to find out. As his fingers closed over the holocron, he heard a noise that caused him to pull his hand back with a start. It sounded like the moan of a long-dead god rising from the grave. 100 mechanized limbs sprang to action with an angry hum as the monster swarmed over him. Bane thrust out with the force, and a dozen of the oncoming creatures exploded into dust and tiny flecks of small twisted metal. But the others surged forward like a wave, driving him under. Their feet stomped and kicked at him. Their bladed arms slashed at him as he lay prone on the floor. But none of their attacks could pierce the chitinous shells of his Orbalisk armor. From his back, Bane slashed indiscriminately with his lightsaber, hewing off limbs with every swipe. There were no screams of pain or gouts of blood. The bodies of his enemies had been exsanguinated when their flesh had crumbled away centuries before. The only sounds of battle were the Dark Lord's own grunts of exertion, the clatter of metal falling to the stone floor, and the occasional small shower of sparks. Even in their rage, the creatures were slow and cumbersome. Bane's vicious strokes quickly cleared enough space for him to find his feet again. He rose to see the wall of creatures pressing in on him, and he unleashed a wave of lightning through their ranks. The bolts arced through the mostly metal bodies. The nanotechnology that animated their frames and gave them life smoked and smoldered, and a dozen more of his opponents toppled over, never to rise again. A heavy blow suddenly struck Bane in the back, the metal rancor, sending him flying with the swipe of one massive club-like claw. He slammed face first into what might once have been a human, and the techno-beast opened its mouth and released a cloud of tiny metal spores directly into his face. Bane breathed them in, even as he cut the creature down, chopping it diagonally clean through from shoulder to hip. He could feel the techno-virus inside him, its nanogene spores burrowing up to his brain to eat away his frontal lobes and begin the process of transforming him into an abomination that was neither droid nor alive. Before he could reach out with the force to save himself, he felt a surge of heat in his blood as the Orbalisks released a burning chemical to destroy the microscopic invaders. His skull felt as if it were on fire as his heart pumped the searing chemical through his carotid artery and up into the capillaries of his brain. But he could feel the nanogenes wither and die in the heat almost instantly. Using the pain in his head to fuel his rage, Bane spun and leapt at the rancor, slicing both its metal legs out from under it. The laser cannons on the creature's shoulders tried to fire at him, but in the more than 200 years since its creation, the power cells had lost their charge, and the only result was a barely audible click. The torso fell to the floor, but the claws still clutched for him. Bane had to leap back out of the way before lunging forward to sever the arms at the shoulders. That enemy vanquished, he used the force to disintegrate two more advancing techno-beasts, then felt something bump against his foot. He glanced down to see that the rancor's jaws had clamped shut on his boot. It was trying to gnaw off his leg. Once again, his Orbalisk armor protected him from harm, and Bane sliced the rancor's head from its body, relieved to see it finally go still. There were still dozens upon dozens of the abominations in the chamber, closing in on him from all sides. Bane now realized that they couldn't possibly harm him, but he also knew the techno-beasts would not stop until he had reduced each one to pieces. The slaughter lasted over an hour. He used his lightsaber to repeatedly dismember his enemies, conserving his force abilities to stave off exhaustion in arms, legs, shoulders, and back. Three times during the one-sided melee, he allowed himself to lose focus, his martial instincts thrown out of sync by the unnerving silence of his enemies as they were butchered. Each time his attention lapsed, he was knocked to the ground by the blows of one of the lumbering creatures that got close enough to make contact and forced to battle his way back to his feet. Two other times during the battle, he felt the burning in his brain as the Orbalisks purged his system of yet another cloud of nanogene spores he'd unknowingly inhaled. By the time it was done, every muscle in his body ached from hewing through hundreds of cubic meters of metal, bringing back memories of the long shifts he'd endured in the mines of Apatros as a young man. From wall to wall, the room was littered with the limbs, torsos, and heads of the techno-beasts, the carnage made bearable only by the fact that there was no gore. Kicking aside the remains with weary legs, Darth Bane slowly cleared a path back to the center of the room. He extinguished his lightsaber and hung it from his belt, then staggered forward, grasping the edges of the pedestal to keep from collapsing as his thighs and calves simultaneously cramped. Gritting his teeth, he leaned heavily on the pedestal to take the weight off the locked-up muscles. Breathing deeply, he called upon what remained of his force abilities to replenish his strength. After several minutes, the spasms began to fade, and he was able to stand gingerly once more. His body and will were exhausted. The smart thing would be to rest before attempting to use the holocron. But he had come too far and endured too much to be put off any longer. Still clutching the pedestal for support with both hands, the Sith Master stared at the talisman, focusing his will on bringing it to life. Slowly, it began to pulse with a faint inner light of deep dark violet, and Bane smiled. Soon, all the secrets of Balia Darzu would be his.